Proclamation number 5870 of 6th of February, 1954. Promise of preservation of body and soul in time of need. And you will be given what you need for body and soul. For my love always watches over you and does not let you go hungry. For a time of tribulation and earthly hardship will come upon you when you are deprived of everything for the sake of my name, when you are denied everything you need to live, and spiritual coercion is also imposed on you so that you should deny your faith. Then don't worry, for I will take care of you. I will sustain you and supply your body with what it needs, but I will also give you the spiritual strength to remain faithful to me. Whoever believes in me, in my love and my might, truly need not fear that he will suffer lack of body and soul, for I have promised you that I myself will take care of you with the words, "Do not worry about what you will eat and drink and with what you will clothe yourselves, but seek first the kingdom of God. Everything else will fall to you. And remember this promise when you get into earthly trouble, and hand yourselves over to me in full trust, who stands by my word. My adversary's satanic influence will be revealed in such a way that people who are in bondage to him will stop at nothing, that they are capable of anything in order to destroy faith in me, that they will relentlessly proceed against my followers and would unhesitatingly hand them over to death if I were not with my might and strength with my own. And it will be obvious that my own are fed from above, for they will live because they receive from me what they need for body and soul. And whether you humans also doubt this, whether you incredulously listen to these words of mine, who created the whole world, to him it is truly also possible to preserve people who believe in me, who stick by me even in greatest earthly adversity. And I will rescue them from the hand of their tormentors. I will come to fetch them when Satan's activity has reached its climax, that I will put him in fetters in order to render him harmless. And then all adversity will come to an end. Then I will reward the faith of my own, then I myself will dwell amongst them and they will be eternally blessed. Amen.